minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, back in the saddle again. We were out yesterday. I was outside for maybe a total of 45 minutes, an hour, Colfax, and I didn't bring sunscreen, didn't bring a hat. Then I quickly reminded, you know, oh, I'm excited for summer and spring. It's going to be fantastic. The sixth day of May, I am quickly reminded how much I loathe the summer and spring. I am a fair-skinned gentleman, Colfax.
That's true.
I do not belong outdoors, man.
My only way to describe it was shocking when I saw you this morning.
It's pretty red, isn't it?
You're pretty red, man.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
And I normally cake on the sunscreen. I do. But I'm like, it's at a business function. It's a business type event. And so I'm dressed, you know, in business casual. I don't have a hat. You know, I'm not out working in the yard, so I don't think to bring a hat. I kind of didn't know that the event was going to be outside. Apparently COVID and all that stuff. So it's outside and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh man, I'm just like, I'm stuck here for a while. This is going to be tough. So yeah, that's it. That's the story. I'm a little sunburned today.
Hey,
very sad about it, but we push through as best we can. I got a meeting this afternoon at a brewery, so I think that'll make things a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So feel good. Although I have to request for this meeting, hey, can we please not sit out on the patio? 'Cause I might just melt away at that point. We missed a lot. We missed a lot, man. I want to get into this NFL union thing. Definitely want to talk about that. The NFL basically released a memo specific to the Juwan James Denver Broncos thing. He gets hurt off campus, off site, because the players have like this boycott of the OTAs, or the voluntary. And so they're basically saying, hey, you can come work out. And if you get hurt, we cover everything. But you're guaranteed now that Juwan James is out for the season, yeah, the Broncos can basically void that contract. So Kevin Seifert put it up on ESPN a few days ago. The NFL reminded teams Wednesday that they're not obligated to pay players who suffer an injury away from the team facility, an issue that moved this week to the center of an ongoing dispute between the league and the NFL Players Association. The memo obtained by ESPN was prompted by several prominent players who were surprised by media reports about the Broncos offensive lineman Juwan James, who tore an Achilles tendon this week while working out on his own and could miss the 2021 season. NFL contracts have long classified such injuries as non-football injuries because they happen away from the team environment. It is tough because they're voluntary to come to these practices, right, that they're in right now. But if they don't come, wouldn't you as a coach and a general manager rather them work out? Wouldn't you rather them be, like, they're in shape? So if the alternative is, all right, they're not going to volunteer to come, which kind of sucks, but wouldn't you rather them work out? Okay, so you would. And that's how you that's how you maintain being a pro athlete, is you might take a week or two off, but you're exercising at a pretty high level all year long, whether it's lifting, cardio, whatever. Juwan James being a right tackle in the NFL, certainly lifting is a big part of what he does, moving his ankles, moving, and obviously tearing that Achilles tendon this week. So the NFL noted that. They put that out there. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes comes out. He seemed unaware of the full implications of non-football injuries. He wrote on social media, according to the media coverage, after that social media from Patrick Mahomes, they basically, the NFL media wanted to get that out because they saw one of their biggest stars post some confusion about it, so they thought they'd clear that up. They wrote in a memo, according to the media coverage, the NFL wrote in its memo, several players have expressed surprise that Mr. James's injury was not covered by his injury guarantee, although his point has been made frequently in our discussion with the NFLPA about the offseason program. Clubs are encouraged to remind players of the significant injury-related protection provided if they choose to work out at the club facility and the risks they undertake in choosing to train in non-NFL locations. Well, the NFL union, or the Players Association, fires back. Now, this whole thing has been pretty interesting to watch. It's a relationship that's already kind of on the rocks. You got to imagine this becomes more strained after this week. The players' union fired back to its membership, its response to a memo from the NFL's management council to a team, to team executives and head coaches earlier this week. In a wide-ranging email to players, which was read to ESPN, union officials devoted a section of the season-ending Achilles tendon injury James suffered earlier this week while working out away from the Broncos complex. We know what the NFL said. Here's what the union official said. It was gutless to use a player's serious injury as a scare tactic to get you to come running back to these workouts. I mean, we all know the injury. It's not like we know who you're talking about. We know why the memo was written. Are we children? We know why the memo was written specifically for this Broncos and Juwan James situation. This they wrote, this memo is another sign of what they think of you and also affirms that they simply want to control you year-round in any and every way that they can. I mean, it's May. You, after the Super Bowl, you're not really required or even asked to volunteer to be at the facility for several months. So, I mean, they are off for several months. And I know it's a grueling thing. They go to these voluntary camps, and then they're off for a little bit, and then they do the coming up, they'll do the OTAs, and then they'll do the mini camp since, or the training camp. You know, it's a lot. It certainly is a lot. But if you are working out and you get hurt, why should the NFL have to pay you for missing a season? Like, that I don't understand. Now, I get it. As a team, I'm wanting Juwan James to work out, but I can't really order him to. If he doesn't come to these voluntary workouts, I cannot tell him to work out. I can't make him work out. But if he does because he wants to get back on the top of his game because he missed last year, and he missed a good portion of the year before that, he's kind of a rough example for this union to come out and defend. Because the Broncos could up and say, we're going to pay you. They could, to make nice. And in some regards, they might want to. And you, the reason being, Colfax, if you have players all upset and all up in arms, free agents might look at that location and go, and if they go, okay, well, they took care of Juwan, that's a good place to go. Like, I can appreciate that. They're well within their rights not to, though. But if they do, it might actually be a good thing to attract more free agents down the road. You and I, Colfax, if we fall off a roof at our house, we don't expect our work to pay us. But if they do pay us, that'd be really nice, and it'd make me want to be really loyal to that company. But if we fall off the roof here, which you're going to test that next week, then yeah, the company could get in trouble.
It's true. Luckily, I'm nimble like a cat.
Yeah, so you'll be fine.
I don't have to worry about it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you're going to just try to jump off. You don't even need a ladder to get down.
Anyway, it's not that high.
Colfax, I'll catch you. I'm not sure why. Like, this to me, this is like a fairly obvious thing. Now, the teams, for the most part, have come out saying they're boycotting these voluntary workouts because the COVID protocols are not up to snuff. I think there's a lot more to it. I think it's they don't want to do these anymore. They want to make their bonuses that they're allowed to get, this not to be a part of it. You know, you don't want to miss it. If you go to voluntary camp, then I feel like I need to go. But if nobody goes, then it's like, okay, it's just a break. It's time off. Call it what it is. Because they're claiming they're putting all the safety protocols in place at this stage. So, I mean, you didn't come to voluntary workouts. You worked out at home. You desperately said you needed to work out. Well, if you needed it that desperately, why didn't you come? You were out of season, dude. You missed it because of COVID protocols. And I get you. You're worried about these COVID protocols too. But Juwan James has been probably the worst example here for the union to really get behind because your own head coach 2 years ago came out and said, yeah, we got to get him right physically, but we also got to get him right mentally. Questioning his, you know, maybe his toughness. So he's hurt a lot, can't come back. That was 2 years ago. Last year, he just opted out completely because of COVID. Then he didn't go to voluntary workouts. And the union did come out and say, hey, if a bonus depends on whether or not you go to your voluntary workouts, go. The whole thing just seems fishy, though. Like, protest, fight the power, but if you get some money, don't fight the power anymore.
Because some of that money probably inevitably goes back to the union, I'm sure.
I would imagine. They have union dues, right?
Yeah.
So if you're owed a bonus, like a $10 million bonus for going or $5 million bonus for going, I don't know what it is, then go. But if you're not, if that's not in your contract, because sometimes it is in people's contracts, sometimes it isn't, I don't know why, then we're standing up against this. And so wait, money makes it worth it to go to fight through the COVID, to fight through the cause? That's not that's not right. It's kind of like when Colin Kaepernick settled for an undisclosed amount mm-hmm. by the NFL and then continued to trash him and then wanted a job from him. Sued him, settled, got a job, wanted a job, got a workout, then said, I'm moving the workout, by the way. The union, I get a lot of it. Player representation is important in pro sports. It is important. But sometimes it just, it seems so petty. I mean, it just seems so petty. He's out for the season. He's injured. He hurt himself away from the facility. Should he have been working out? As a GM, you want him to, but you can't make him to. You make him. You can't enforce that. I know, noob. We're getting to it. 16 minutes after the hour, our boy Nick Wright comes out, and he's just absolutely off his rocker on this. But this is the idea. This is what he wants. And, well, you know what? Here it is, Colfax. Nick Wright talking about why Nikola Jokic would be the worst MVP ever.
But it's likely. And the MVP having to be awarded in some hallway somewhere because he's not playing in round two ain't great. And in the macro wilds, when you look at the list of league MVPs over history, I say this with respect to Jokic. Historically speaking, he would be the worst one we've had in 35 years. Chris Paul wouldn't be. Chris Paul's an all-time great player. Yep. Nikola Jokic is having a great season right. And a very good player. But when you look at who's won the MVPs, oh, it's Giannis, it's Steph, it's LeBron, it's Durant, it's Rose pre-injury, Nikola Jokic. Oh, okay, that must have been a weird season.
So there's an asterisk on this season, but not last season. Is that right? So the Lakers are the greatest franchise ever. LeBron James is the most important player, third most important player in Lakers history. To some have literally said LeBron's more important than Shaq. Shaq brought three championships with Kobe, and obviously that made the Lakers like rise above everybody when he was a part of this. But we're going that route. You mean to tell me Chris Paul's getting? I mean, I get it. Chris Paul, he has the team to do it. You know, they're the top team right now in the Western Conference. But what are his numbers? Like, I'm trying to. Joker is sitting in the top. Is he sitting in the top 10? He's top 12 in points. I don't see Chris Paul there. He's only averaging like 15 points per game, Colfax. What are we doing here, man? If we're doing by stats, stats don't matter as much anymore. So it used to be, stats are the main thing. You know, it doesn't matter what your team is. Steph Curry's amazing because stats aren't the main thing. He's averaging 16 points per game. 8.8 assists per game. Am I missing something, guys? I mean, tell me what I'm missing, please. I don't understand this, and I want to get into the whole thing. We're going to unpack this whole Nick Wright thing. But you're absolutely off your rocker, man. First off, just the argument alone between Chris Paul and Joker. Take Devin Booker off the Suns. What are they? I mean, seriously, what is this team if you take Booker off the Suns? Take Jamal Murray off, and you're 10-2. I mean, that's because of Nikola Jokic. Yes, certainly Michael Porter Jr. has been big. There's been key contributors. Facu Campazzo has raised his level of play. But it is the Joker who is now in the 30s every night. I mean, he's getting close to the 30s. Devin Booker is averaging 25 points per game. Remove him, and are the Suns a top 5 team in the West? No. Remove Jamal Murray, and the Nuggets have actually gotten one step better. So that argument right there. But Nick Wright talking about Nikola Jokic being the worst MVP the NBA has ever seen, at least in the last 35 years. We're going to talk about that coming up next. And the disdain and the hate that the national media continues to pour on. I get it's clickbait. Nick Wright is a shock jock through and through. He says things just to get a rise out of people. Well, it finally worked. We're going to talk about it next.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Hop over to On the Rocks Liquor because a big one coming up tonight. Nuggets, Jazz, Rockies heading to St. Louis to take on Fuentes, his cousin there. And the Avs are back in action tonight, so you get all three of the local guys going at it tonight. So stop over at On the Rocks Liquor. Our game beer of the week is from Big Thompson Brewing in Loveland. Float away. IPA. Pick up selections from Big Thompson or any of your favorite adult beverages and use the drive-thru. It's open until midnight every single night. All right. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, 970-478-1301. Nick Wright, his comments, we played them moments ago, essentially saying that Nikola Jokic would be the worst MVP in 35 years of MVP voting, that Chris Paul would not be, a guy that's not even averaging 20 points per game, a guy that's not even the top scorer on his own basketball team would be the MVP. I get it. He's made Phoenix legit. He's like Chauncey Billups. The year Chauncey Billups came to Denver and basically helped Carmelo Anthony and company get to that Western Conference Finals. That's the comparison. And that's a great comparison because Chauncey was sensational that year. Not an MVP. Neither is Chris Paul. Nick Wright, the same guy who incorrectly reported on how the 2015 NBA Finals were voted on and was called out for it, is saying that Nikola Jokic would be the worst MVP in 35 years. Nick Wright broke down a story and said that it was widely reported that voters were split between, you remember this year, Andre Iguodala, LeBron James, and Steph Curry, that Andre had four votes, LeBron had four votes, Steph had three votes. He reported that the voters said they didn't want to give the award to LeBron since he was on the losing team. He said that they couldn't have a co-MVP, so the Warriors voted and agreed to give Andre Iguodala the MVP award. He reported on that. Tim Frank comes out, who was a voter. This absolutely never happened. No media member, including any voter, was privy to those results. We didn't know the numbers until they were announced on the court. The results were, as we announced, Iguodala had seven votes, James four. Also, players from both teams are always eligible to win the finals MVP. He later apologized, but it was just fake. Fake reporting. It was wrong. This is why I've never taken this guy seriously, because he makes crap up for shock. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't make stuff up. I do not blatantly come out here and say things that I heard a rumor from. If they're real, legitimate sources that we can name, the Adam Schefters of the world, the Zach Stevens of the world, the Chris Dempseys of the world, then yes. But he said it was widely reported this way. Finals MVP voting results, they put it out. That was a big deal. This is the man that came out after Patrick Mahomes won his Super Bowl and said he was already Hall of Famer. If his career ended today, he would be in the Hall of Fame for 2 years. Two productive years in the NFL, one Super Bowl, he would be in the Hall of Fame. And I agree, Patrick Mahomes is well on his way. He's been to two Super Bowls now. This was before he went to the second Super Bowl. It was February 2020. That he's already in the Super Bowl. That's a hot take. That's not a hot take. That's shock. That's not real. You can't play 3 years in the league and go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, you won a Super Bowl, but you can't play 3 years in the league and go to the Hall of Fame. Mahomes will be a Hall of Famer, assuming he stays healthy and nothing bad happens, like his career just plummets. He will be a Hall of Famer. But right now, even with going to another Super Bowl against Tampa Bay last year, it's not a long enough career. Now Nick Wright saying that Nikola Jokic would be the worst NBA MVP in 35 years. Worse than Giannis, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry. A lot of these MVPs haven't won anything. Russ Westbrook, when's the last time he went to the Western Conference Finals? Oh, when he had Kevin Durant with him and James Harden with him? Yeah, the Nuggets were in it last year with none of those guys. So he was an MVP. James Harden, what's he done with all those, with his MVP? Oh, yeah, he gained weight, stopped playing just so he could get traded. Yeah, he's a great representation of the most prestigious individual award in the NBA. Giannis, love him, respect him. What have they done? What have the Nuggets done? Sure. But if you're going to say Joker's the worst because he hasn't done anything, then you have to throw in Giannis, Harden, Westbrook into those conversations. Derrick Rose? That guy was a flash in the pan. He's a backup now, and I'm like, it's honorable that I thought he was done years ago, but he still plays, and he still plays at a pretty high level. But MVP level? No. He was an MVP in 2011, and after that, we kind of forgot about him because he just couldn't stay healthy. He was a completely different player. Dirk? Okay, he got a championship. Kevin Garnett. Love Kevin Garnett. Love KG. I have more KG basketball cards than probably anybody. I don't know why. I just loved getting a Kevin Garnett basketball card. If you want to look at the collection sometime, I'd be happy to show you. These are sweet cards. Kevin Garnett, though? I mean, you look at this list. I'm just going back to 1986. Yeah, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. Those guys are hard. But is Joker, like, could he be in that territory of Charles Barkley and David Robinson and Karl Malone, and Allen Iverson, Kevin Garnett? You mean to tell me he's not in those conversations? Steve Nash, who won back-to-back MVP titles? We had Ben Golliver on, who wrote a great book called Bubble Ball. He's a great NBA writer for the Washington Post, said, the talk doesn't need to be about Nikola Jokic being MVP. The talk needs to be about Nikola Jokic being the best player in the NBA. It's absolutely mind-boggling that you can just have these kind of takes. Noob says Nick Wright has to be a joy to hang with. Pete, this just in, Mr. Wright has been awarded the worst sports journalist in the last 35 years. I like guys, you know, Colin Cowherd has takes like Drew Locke's going to be the MVP, and then he backed off of it. He had some intel that told him the maybe, and then some intel came back and said, actually, no, he's not looking as good as we thought he would. He backed off of it. But this is crazy, man. The Well County Swami, I hate to be that guy, but does race have anything to do with this? He's not your typical superstar. I don't think so, because Luka has been very well received. Luka came out today and said, I got to quit complaining so much. Maybe he will start a revolution and players will stop complaining about foul calls. Because they've, you know what, dude? They've never overturned a call because of a player complaining. Ever. Never. I mean, if they have, let me know. They've overturned a call because they've reviewed a call. Maybe the player complained and then they reviewed it. And that's just a new thing, though. A lot of his reporting is takes and they're harmless. This is why I don't give him a lot of credit. When he did that story in 2015, he just makes up a story. Oh, this is how the MVP voting went down in the finals. And all the guys that voted were like, no, we're not privy to everybody's votes. That's not how it works. Because if Colfax, you and I are voting for league MVP and you see that I voted for Joker, that might sway your vote. That's not how it works. He just came up with that. Eastside Chris, speaking about irresponsible journalism, Schefter drops the Rodgers dilemma draft day, yet he and everyone else were aware long before. Beat your chest, Adam. Yeah. Well, and who knows? Was it a strategical strategy amongst Aaron Rodgers to try to screw with Green Bay's draft? Could have been. First Advantage Text line 970-478-1301. All right, that's – and Brandon Marshall, who I love as a receiver for the Broncos, you know, and he's had a fun career with other teams. He came out like, the Nuggets aren't good, he said. You're a wide receiver. And listen, I didn't play in the NBA, so honestly, he has way more credit than I have as far as being a professional athlete. But are you guys – I mean, I'm just asking. Are you guys watching the Broncos – or the Nuggets? Are you watching this team play? You said that the Nuggets aren't a good team? Your Knicks that are getting, oh, the NBA just feels right now that the Knicks are legit. The Nuggets beat them in the first period, Colfax. The game was over. Bol Bol played like 5 minutes in the fourth. Joker scored 24 points in the first quarter. Game was over. No respect. You know what the Knicks are, Colfax? They're the number one defense in the NBA. Number one defense in the NBA. And Joker scored 24 points. 8 more points than what Chris Paul averages in the first period against the best defense in the NBA. Game was over after the first. They were up by 30 most of the game. I just don't understand these takes. I just wonder, are you watching these games? Are you seeing the stat line? Oh, Joker had 32. Yeah, but he had 24 in the first, and they didn't really play him a whole lot the rest of the game. They didn't need him. Michael Porter Jr., as much as we think he has a high ceiling, he's still very young, and sometimes he has off moments still. Very fantastic scorer, but he has still off moments. Joker's working with a lot of guys that have a lot of upside, but haven't reached their full potential yet. Chris Paul and Devin Booker. It's Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups. And yet, no credit. None. And when you do give him credit, you have to suddenly compare him to the other MVPs. When did that start happening? When they finally concede, right? They finally give in and go, well, Joker's the MVP, but he's going to be the worst one ever. You can't even give him that. You have to go back and compare. And yes, comparatively speaking, considering Joker's age, most of the MVPs in the last 35 years, you would say are greater in the grand scheme of things. Joker's what, 24? So that argument's stupid because Michael Jordan's been retired for a very long time. David Robinson, retired. Karl Malone, retired. Shaq, Iverson, Duncan, Garnett, Nash, Dirk. Kobe, God rest his soul, retired. All these great players, you're comparing to Hall of Famers, my friend. I mean, that's why I said there's about four guys on this list that I'll argue with you on. But it's not an argument worth having. You're saying that Nikola Jokic is going to be the worst one in 35 years. He's not going to be one of the top MVPs in the past 35 years. Because most of those guys that I just mentioned are perennial. They are Hall of Fame guys. And every single year, perennial, they were in the playoffs deep. They were doing big things. And that, to me, is just the most frustrating aspect of this whole deal. The other thing is centers don't get named MVP anymore. Tim Duncan was the last center, 2003. But we're not talking about that. David Robinson and Tim Duncan played together. Robinson won his MVP, and then when Duncan won his MVP, I think that was Robinson's last year. So you had two Hall of Famers on the same team. It's really frustrating. No, Joker is not. When you say greatness, no. Jordan, Johnson, Charles Barkley, Hakeem, Karl Malone, Shaq, Iverson, Duncan, Garnett. Maybe Joker's getting on his way there. Nash, Dirk, Kobe, LeBron. All of those names are greater than Joker overall, but not much. Curry still has it over Joker, historically wise. Yes. Curry has the titles. He has two MVPs. Yes. But this idea that this is your argument, because you lost your argument. You lost it. Joker continues to do it. You don't want to air it. I'm up for an hour exercising this morning, sunburnt and all, watching the four-lettered network. Not a one mention yesterday, today about Joker. It's Curry. It's Westbrook for the Wizards. Six games under 500. You write stories about Steph Curry saving the NBA, but you don't want to dare look at Denver, Colorado and see that you have one of the most unique basketball players to play this game in 2021, but probably in the history of this game. He is so unique. You know the old saying, jack of all trades, master of none? That doesn't apply to Joker. He is the master of all of his key trades. He is a hell of a scorer. He's the best passer in the NBA, better than most point guards, man. He's averaging 26 points per game. Now he's getting close. I mean, he's like climbing that, actually. He's raising that. And we are getting to this point where now, okay, well, he clearly won that, but that's not good enough. Chris Paul is averaging 8.8 assists per game. Joker is averaging 8.7. As a center who scores 27 points per game, while Chris Paul scores 16. I mean, the math is right there. That's where it is. He is constantly raising the bar, and now you guys have all lost your argument, so you're going into a bunch of garbage takes. Well, yeah, if he's the MVP, then that sucks because he's the worst one in 35 years. All you got to do is just keep winning. Jamal Murray, love the guy. Love that he's continuing to support this team and he's on the bench firing him up. Tweeted out, Nick, wrong. I do love that Malone and Murray are the ones to speak for Joker, who doesn't give a damn what Nick Wright has to say. He is Mr. Wrong on this. He absolutely is. It's a terrible take, one of the worst, but all you can do is go beat the Jazz tonight, 12:41 the time. Colfax, before we break, let me tell you guys about Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Service is as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their fantastic staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Their website is Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. 42 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I mean, I liked what you said, Colfax, about maybe Joker has arrived. If you have to compare him to the past 35 MVP winners, then you're clearly recognizing that he's that good. Only seven players of the past 35 years are still playing in the league right now. The rest of them are all Hall of Famers, championship winners, guys that have won titles, and they're in the Basketball Hall of Fame or their college's Hall of Fame. NBA needs to get its own Hall of Fame, by the way.
So it's like, so all right, Mr. Wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Wrong.
Let's give Jokic a full career and let's...
Right.
And he's going to get a few MVPs in there. Championship here, there, few of them. And then why don't we compare who's the best and worst MVPs of all time?
Okay.
You can't compare...
No.
It's not a full
you
career
You can't do
yet.
It right now. Yeah. I was wrong. He's not 24, but he's 26. But he's going to play till...
Who knows?
In his mid-30s. He's got 10.
He could go 40, man.
Maybe he could. He's got 10-plus years for sure, assuming no injuries happen. Maybe a championship coming.
Yeah.
But I don't like that Nick Wright goes on this whole, well, that was a weird year. Why was it a weird year? Because LeBron got hurt? Because Curry was on? Because Curry's team wasn't very good? Because, well, so did Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray got hurt. It's not a weird year because Jamal Murray got hurt. Chris Paul and Devin Booker stayed healthy. Oh, my goodness. It's just, dude, I have never witnessed the bias like I have this year. At least Rachel Nichols will acknowledge, of ESPN, will acknowledge the greatness the Joker has, but she's not willing to make her vote until the end of the season, as if a lot's going to change. Okay, whatever. But she gets frustrated with people like us in Denver that come at her and come at media. Well, it's because you have other people, too. It's not just you. It's Nick Wright. It's everybody else going off saying the same crap. Yeah, but. No, it's because you don't watch the games because they're on too late for you. Colfax, I'll admit, if there's a team that's winning championships in the area, you know me, I don't talk a lot of Avalanche. If suddenly our programming director came in here and said, you got to start ramping up all Avs talk. It's like, I'm going to have to spin some stuff, man, because I don't watch enough Avs hockey to give you a legitimate thing. I'm not going to lie to my hooligans, man. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'll say a lot of mean things about you, but I'm not going to lie to you. They don't watch the Nuggets. They just see the stat line and go, oh, yeah, but it's this. Oh, yeah, but it's that. Oh, it's this. You're not watching these little no-look passes that he does constantly. You're not watching him when a guy goes up for a layup in a key moment. Joker's hands are pretty quick in that moment and reaches out and smacks the ball away. You're not watching that stuff. What you're watching is Russell Westbrook going with a tomahawk dunk, triple-double, going to triple over or double overtime last night, winning a game to put them six games under 500. That's what was on the highlight reel today, this morning. And that was what was on the highlight reel yesterday. Steph Curry's three-pointers, Russell Westbrook's dunks, and a bunch of other crap in between. You don't want to acknowledge it. It's kind of sickening, isn't it? Like, it's beyond just sports to me. It's like, what is it? You don't want to give him his due. He's been a sensational player. Noob says, they need a drug test to everyone on that show. What is it, Fox 31? I don't even know what show he said it on. Yeah, Rachel Nichols can't use the games. Too late to watch. She's in LA. Or they just choose not to watch the Nuggets games. They choose to watch a different one. Really interesting. 50 minutes after the hour. Power to play sports poll question. All right, Colfax. This is how you get on the fast track to getting some recognition if you play the Lakers in the first round and beat them. Power to play sports poll question is available at theholeshow.com. Who would you rather see the Nuggets face in the first round? Potentially rusty LA Lakers or the Dallas Mavericks?
I've answered this before and I've said Mavericks.
Have you gone back and forth on this?
I mean, I do love a Lakers team without LeBron on there.
Well, and he still might be. I mean, like, they've been resting him now with the knee. And now Anthony Davis gets hurt last night, and he says he's going to be a go in their next game. But they're going to be banged up.
Yeah.
But they've got their built-in excuse, I guess. Those that are wanting to beat the Lakers fair and square should actually be rooting not to get them for that. Like, if you think they can beat them, should be rooting not so that the Lakers can go in and win a cake first round. Not it. It won't be a cake. It'll be hard. But they win it, and then they don't have that excuse. Because they're already fishing for the excuses,
that's
Colfax.
That's true.
Potentially rusty LA Lakers getting 55% of the votes. 44% going to the Mavericks. That's what it's looking like. Still a few things could change, but that's what it's looking like. 52 minutes after the hour. We'll start looking at my game of the week presented by Auto Taylor coming up. And also some tough stuff going on with the UNC Bears football program. Just a lot of stuff outside of it, outside of their control, of course. But just a feel for that program and everybody involved, you know, the historic side, the current side. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Colfax, big one tonight on ESPN. I think this is on ESPN, but it's a big one. Denver Nuggets and the Utah Jazz, my game of the week. I'm ready. Presented by Auto Taylor. I mean, I don't know how how much this... It's not on ESPN. I lied about everything. It is on 681 on altitude. This is... I mean, the Nuggets are still a little bit back there. I don't know that the... You know, what, six games left for Denver. They're going to need some teams to drop off. And Utah, of course, is holding down the number one spot. They are three and they are four games ahead of the Nuggets. Yeah, Nuggets win this game tonight. You know, you get three down and you're two games behind Phoenix, and maybe Phoenix can lose a few games. You could still move up. But as of right now, the Nuggets would be playing the Mavericks in the first round. The Clippers would be going up against the Lakers. The Blazers would be playing the Suns. Golden State would be playing the Jazz, assuming Golden State and Portland hold on to their play-in situation. Playoffs start May 22nd. Now, is that the play-in when the play-in games start? Because they're going to have two or three days of that, and then the playoffs start, which is going to be good for Joker to get some time off. So that will be a big deal. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. I know this whole Nick Wright thing has just got Nuggets Nation in an uproar at this point. And it should. Like, it actually should. Because it's not even just a debate anymore. You've lost the debate. And now that means you're going to say, oh, well, he's not better than Jordan. That's not the debate. He's not better than Magic. He's going to be the worst MVP in 35 years, which is false, by the way. There's a few others I'd throw under Joker, but, you know, it's just the point of the argument's ridiculous. All right, second hour coming up next is the whole show powered by PDC Energy.